Finding DevOps is quite hard because the distinction between the actual operations and the developer side are so mixed together. So for me, DevOps is where those two meet. The thing is with tools in particular and also processes to some degree, they're always going to change. It's not a static thing. And therefore, if you were going to put your money and you were going to do a good investment, that would be in the people and the culture around it. So the most important thing is being able to agree on the processes and being able to look towards new solutions and figure out how to do things in a way that you're not dependent on specific processes or tools. We use TeamCity. We tried a few other continuous integration services, but they didn't quite work for us. And we use Octopus Deploy because basically we are on the .NET stack, and that's probably the best thing out there right now for managing environment deployment. Microsoft provides a lot of services, a lot of tools and different platforms that are absolutely fantastic, but some of them aren't that flexible, and that is some of the issues we've encountered. And it's very important that we have very flexible tools, and we don't know if we're always going to stay on the same stack or on the same platform, and therefore we want to spread out our investments and not go all Microsoft on absolutely everything that we use. And where we find that we get more leeway, more flexibility with other tools, we will pull those in as well. Being a startup, we're limited in resources, both when it comes to people as well as money. And we couldn't pull in any experts, any external help, and we had to do with what we have. And that actually highlights one of the things I think is most important, is that you have people on board that are willing to learn new things, that will take on a challenge, take it seriously, and take their time to actually figure out the things that you need to know. And the only way you can make sure that somebody has the technical skills required is by seeing them having a track record of being able to obtain information and adapt their information to the new tools and processes they end up using. I don't think you can test people and know 100% what you're going to get. You can't really, I guess, purchase an exact match for what you need. I had to train myself and teach myself, and then I had to look up people I could have conversations with to actually validate whether what I'd learned was right or wrong, if I was thinking right. And that requires a lot of effort, finding people and ask them to please criticize me, give me some feedback. And now I have to pass on the information, and we're going to make sure that absolutely everybody in the team knows the tools and the processes and exactly how it works, and it's all going to be well documented. So we start off with one or a few people knowing, and then making sure they pass on the information. That's most, I guess, money and time efficient for us. I've been quite lucky. I've been sort of like a bit of a mini stalker in terms of people in the community. So I've managed to make quite a few really good friends and been networking a lot because I've had various interests, and I've taken contact with people and maintained that contact. So when I need to have discussions around the things I've learned and figure out if I was on the right track and so on, I already had people I could reach out to and say, do you mind talking to me a little bit and just have a discussion? What do you think? Does this make any sense? What would you change? And so on. It's something I worked on way long before I actually needed it, because you don't make friends just to ask them favors. A genuine interest in what people know, make sure that you have a good network for later when you actually need their knowledge. Now, going to conferences, and also in particularly conferences that are specific to your profession, is extremely important and valuable. It's not just the information that you get, what you learn, it's all the discussions you're going to have, and also the connections and the networking you're basically doing. And networking for me doesn't mean that I'm basically adding into my little piggy bank resources I'm going to need later. For me, it's actually meeting genuinely people who know a lot of really cool shit I don't know, and I want to learn more from them. So conferences and user groups, that's the best way to go about it. I really wish that Microsoft was a little bit faster in terms of adding features and taking a little bit more risks instead of waiting to see how things play out before they build on their tools. I sometimes find them lagging a little bit behind. And although you get more stable things, you miss out on some features that you might actually really need.